insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم.
If you remember, we were discussing verses 135 and 136 in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes to us what the Christians and the Jews were saying and the reply that he tells his prophet to give to them. The Christians were telling the Muslims and also the Jews and everybody else that in order to be prosperous in this life and the hereafter, in order to be guided and to be one of the guided ones, you need to be following their religion and what they had, which is called Christianity. And the Jews similarly would say that in order to be guided and the right path is the Jewish religion that we have with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that verse says that to the Prophet that you should tell them, we are following the creed of Ibrahim. We're not following the Jewish or the Christian faith. And then in verse 136, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies what is meant by the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. Because as we said, this is not to say that we are not following the religion of Prophet Isa, and we are not following the religion of Prophet Moses, and that we don't like those two prophets, and we're not following their creed. We are following the creed of Prophet Ibrahim. That's not what is being said. What is being referred to here as the millah and the religion of Prophet Ibrahim is the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the previous verses mentioned, as we said in the previous session, that the reason why the story of Prophet Ibrahim was first mentioned, and this aspect that his creed and the essence of his creed was submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because of this. So this verse is not saying that we are not following the teachings of Christ and we are not following the teachings of Prophet Moses, and we want to stick to the teachings of a prophet that was previous to them and prior to them, and that's Prophet Ibrahim. Because the Christianity and the Judaism that they were claiming is guidance was not the teachings of Prophet Isa and Prophet Moses. And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, tell them that we follow the creed of Prophet Ibrahim, okay, is for a reason that would be clarified after mentioning verse 136 and explaining that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say that we believe in Allah, قُلُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ. And we have faith in Allah and that which has been sent down to us and that which was sent down to Prophet Ibrahim and to Prophet Ismail and Prophet Ishaq and Prophet Yaqub, Jacob, and the tribes, the Jewish tribes obviously. Asbat is what is referred to, the Jewish tribes are referred to as the Asbat. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى, and that which Moses and Jesus were given. So see, clearly here the verse is telling us that we are following, we are believing in what was revealed to them, the message that was revealed to them and their teachings. وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and that which the prophets in general, whoever they are, all the prophets, and emphasizes again that لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, we don't make any distinction between any of them. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, the end of the verse clarifies that what is meant by the creed of Prophet Ibrahim is that also is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It also tells us that it's not like we're saying that we don't want to believe in the teachings of Prophet Isa or Prophet Moses. No, we are believing in that as well, and we believe in what Prophet Ibrahim had. But we're not going to be Jews or Christians. This is very important. Now, the verses that will come will explain this point, that why, and we'll understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet to tell them that we follow the creed of Prophet Ibrahim first, and then it gives these explanations. The reason is to emphasize that Prophet, and use the logic of the people, that Prophet Ibrahim lived before Christ came. He lived before Prophet Musa came. If they lived before Prophet Musa, if he lived before Prophet Musa came and Prophet Jesus came, Prophet Isa came, the religion that you are attributing to each of these two prophets did not exist at that time. So the Christianity and the Judaism that you are claiming, this prophet did not have. And you are claiming, in order to be guided, you need to follow these particular, and I emphasize, these particular laws and all the teachings that exist in this, and you need to practice that. Without this, you're not going to be reaching guidance and prosperity. Okay. It is trying to wake the awareness of the people, the Jews and the Christians, that what are you talking about? Prophet Ibrahim is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're following his creed. And he lived before these two prophets. So he was not, definitely he was not Christian or Jew. So are you saying that he was not muhtadi? He was not guided to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He was not prosperous in this life and the hereafter? And the prophet is told to use an example that they know. Okay, if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would just say, no, follow what has been revealed to me. Okay, this wouldn't get the point to them as much as saying that we're following the creed of Ibrahim would. Why? Because when you're saying that follow me, you know, well, the prophet is already claiming that you need to follow me because he is the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to reason for these people, the people of the book, that they have information, they have guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have in their books stories of the previous prophets, he touches upon a prophet that they both agree is one of the greatest, both referring to the Christians and the Jews, they both agree that the Prophet Ibrahim is one of the greatest prophets in history, and he is the father of these two other religions. The Christians consider them consider Prophet Ibrahim the father of their religion, and so do the Jews. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet to use this example. Say, we're following his creed. And that is to show them that their reasoning, that you'll only be guided if you're following these particular laws and this religion that we have. No, that's not right. Prophet Ibrahim didn't have that. So it's pointing to them. And with this verse 136, it clarifies. It says, look, guidance is this, that you should believe in what has been revealed to this prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophet of the time. And what has been revealed to Prophet Ibrahim, you need to accept. And what has been revealed to Prophet Ismail and Ishaq and Ya'qub and the other prophets in Bani Israel, the Asbat, what was revealed to the tribes, obviously the tribes, you know, they weren't like all of a sudden all the people in the tribe start receiving revelation. It is talking about the prophets that came after Prophet Musa and Prophet, or after Prophet Ya'qub. After mentioning Prophet Ya'qub, Asbat is mentioned. The tribes of Ya'qub, there were prophets within these tribes. So what was revealed to them, you need to accept and believe in that. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى, whatever was given to Musa and Isa, we accept and we submit to that. And what was given to the other prophets, and we don't make a distinction between any of these prophets, that is guidance. Okay, that is guidance. And that is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what the verses are telling us, okay, in the verse 137 that follows this, continues that line of thought, that فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. If they believe in the like of what you believe in, then they are certainly guided. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. And if they turn away, then they are only steeped in defiance and in differences and disunity. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So Allah shall suffice you against them, and He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. So He says, if they believe in what you believe in that has been mentioned here, then they will be guided as well. Otherwise, they are not guided. They'll be fi shiqaq. They are defiance. They are in defiance and they are indifference. Okay. They're going to have differences and differences and differences. And on this point of shiqaq, inshallah, we'll have to explain in the following session.
وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم.
But overall, what the verse, these few verses are telling us is that the guidance is, again, something that was said in the previous verses, but a different wording. Guidance is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accepting everything that He has said. We accept that Prophet Ibrahim had laws that were, some of them were similar, some of them are different, and we accept that for that time, that was the best practice. Those were the best set of laws. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed another set of laws to Prophet Jesus, we believe that those were the best set of laws for those times and those people. And similarly for the Christians, we believe that. But we believe that guidance in all of this, it's not about following a particular set of laws and I want to stick to that. No, it's about submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك يا من لا شريك